Blog Talk Radio.
This is your hostess, Pastor Katita. We give God praise, we give God glory, we give God the honor, amen. For we are in his presence once again, humbly, amen, seeking encouragement from him, from his word. God is mighty, God is great. Hallelujah. We thank God again for you, amen. And before we go any further, of course, in our segment, we are going to have some prayer. And bless God and praise his name. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. God, we thank you. And we thank you that we can love you because you first loved us. God, we just ask you, Father God, lead us, guide us this day. For we worship you. God, we give you honor. God, we thank you right now, for you are omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, Hallelujah, God, you're omnipresent in all places at all times. God, we thank you. We bless your holy name, God, and that you all will encourage our spirits, strengthen us in you, and we'll be all that you're calling us to be in this day, in this hour. To you be the glory, and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen, and praise God. You know, we're continuing on this first quarter of the year. I believe God wanted us to focus on love, still focusing on love, because love is so important. God said the greatest, he says, faith, hope, and love. Those three will remain, but love is the greatest. And the thing of it is, God describes himself as love. And one of his greatest characteristics, the love of God. And he's shown the whole world, amen, by sending his only son, Jesus Christ. And not only that, he has allowed us to become his children and his offspring as well. In 1 John chapter 3, it says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. God lavished. Has anybody ever lavished love on you? They just treated you so kindly, did nice things, served in such a way you felt overwhelmed by the love. It maybe brought tears to your eyes. That's probably in your relationship with God that's how from time to time when you begin to meditate and think upon the love of God in your life and how God has just over time and time again proven his love to you and I. And so we know how great this love is. And we want to continue on in this chapter here, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. So this is how we know what love is. This is how we know what love is. Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And that, what does that look like? That looks like action, right? That looks like action. That looks like action. Here in verse 17, here's a way to put it into action. It says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Verse 18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth, and we have set our hearts at rest in his presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. God knows everything. He's given us this command. The command is to love one another. In verse 23, it says, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands, lives in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. So this is God coming in. You all through the scripture, love one another. Love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Your love is so important. It's not, I say I love you, yes, but I want to show it as God showed it in his Son, Jesus Christ. He did it in actions. He did it in truth. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, amen, not only to save us from our sins, but the whole world. Jesus showed it by he laid down his life. He laid it down willingly. How much more are we to lay down our lives for each other? Glory be unto God. Glory be unto him. Giving him the highest praise, because God is worthy of the highest praise. Amen. Think of practical ways. What are the practical ways it says right here? If we got material possession, we see some of our brothers and sisters in need, we need to respond. And there's so many needs around us, not just material. People need spiritual encouragement and strength. People are in fear and terror about the things that are coming upon the world all around them. And how can they find peace unless we lead them to the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ? We point to Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth and the life. You want to be an overcomer? We must tell people it's Jesus. It's all in Jesus. We want to get anger under control. We want to get our mouths under control. We want to get our actions under control. We point to Jesus. We point to his righteousness. We point to God's grace and to God's mercy, to his forgiveness of sins. There is no righteousness apart from Jesus Christ. There's no being right with God unless one calls on his son Jesus and receives him, and therefore being made right with God. We have that message. We have that truth. In action and in truth, we have that. And so we, the body of Christ, must first love God, love our brothers and sisters, and let everybody know we love each other. And we do it by not backbiting, talking about each other, or trying to run over each other, or accuse one another, lie on one another. No, that's not of God. If we can't say nothing good about nobody, we don't need to say nothing. Our mouth should be full of the truth and the love of God, the peace of God. Because why? Since life and death are in the power of the tongue. Lord, forgive us when we don't use life. We got to speak things life to those things that should have life and death to those things that should have death, like gossip, greed, anything that's not of God. And speak of life, amen, over spiritual growth, maturity, love, peace, kindness, goodness, all the fruits of the Spirit. To God be the glory and to God be the praise. I thank God for you, amen. And as we press on toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, we've been called, amen, we've been chosen. We've been set apart because we are the body of Christ. I am so blessed to be and honored, amen, to be in the position to encourage you, brother and sister. Go with God. Be strengthened. Amen. Stand firm, but we will reap a harvest. And part of that, and of course, is eternal life. Be blessed. Go with God. Join us on Saturday for Uplifting Our Youth. In Jesus' name, amen.